Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert will be back tomorrow night with Kevin Hart and an all-new episode. While we're out, enjoy this Colbert classic with everyone's favorite Butterball Turkey talk line operator, Stephen Colbert.
Now, folks, it is just 2 days before Thanksgiving, and I know a lot of you are stressed about making the meal for the family. And that's why it's so important to get accurate information on turkey preparation, all right? You could try YouTube, lots of how-to videos there about how to give your turkey a smoky eye. But, of course, the gold standard, everybody knows, is the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. It is a toll-free number, yeah. A lot of fans here tonight, a toll-free number. Yeah. You can call to speak to an expert who really knows what they're talking about.
That's right.
Or, this year, you could talk to me. Because last weekend, I flew to the heartland of America to help Butterball out.
The Late Show presents Stephen Colbert's Thanksgiving Turkey Tips.
I headed to the Butterball Call Center in Naperville, Illinois, where I met Carol Miller, a 33-year Butterball veteran.
Welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
So, Carol?
That's correct.
What makes a good Butterball hotliner? Like, what are you looking for?
Someone that has some food background.
I've eaten a lot.
Yeah.
Eaten a lot
of food. Okay. Yeah. You have to be a good listener because they're telling you a story. They're telling you what's happening in their house. And then you have
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What was the last part?
They're telling you what's happening in their house. You have to be a good detective sometimes.
Because they might have murdered someone.
No. Because you have to ask about, get more clues.
Yeah, to find out if they murdered someone.
No.
You need more detective? Clues. I don't understand the detective part.
You need more clues to be able to answer their question.
What's the craziest question you've ever got?
Sometimes they call and want to know where they can rent a turkey suit.
Why do they need a turkey suit?
Don't ask.
Role playing, maybe?
I don't know.
You be the pilgrim, I'll be the turkey?
No, I'm not sure.
Go get the baster? You know the turkey handshake?
I don't. I should.
Like this?
Like this.
You, you come at me like this, and then a thumb's hook from behind.
All right.
And you go...
Got it.
Yeah. What kind of voice should I be using? What's the phone manner like? Is it like, hi, this is Steve.
Yes.
Can I take
it? Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How about like, welcome to the Butterball Hotline?
No. First one.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. When you're done talking and you've made them happy and you say goodbye, mm-hmm. you might want to say happy Thanksgiving.
Is it more important to have like a happy beginning of the phone call or should I give them a happy ending?
All the way through.
All the way through. Yeah. Okay.
Good. Keep it. Happy
all the way through.
Informative.
All the way through.
Okay. When you're done, see the black button here, that's going to get release, and then you will get another call.
The release is right there.
Right.
So after the happy ending, I hit the black button for the full release.
That's right.
Thank you. Great. Thank you, Carol.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
All right. Butterball Hotline, let's butter your balls.
And I like it well done. How would you suggest I cook it?
Cook it a long time. Hi, this is Carol. Welcome to the Turkey Talk Line.
Hi, Carol, I'm cooking my Butterball turkey breast with wings. And I put it in at 325.
Oh, boy.
But after 2 hours, I put aluminum foil on it.
Mm-hmm. Over all of it or just the thighs?
There were no thighs. No.
What happened to the bird? Why are there no thighs?
The way it was sold was the breast and the wings.
You got
That's
ripped off.
The way they sold it.
You got ripped off. Birds usually come with thighs. I apologize. Can we get a number and we're going to send you out a fresh turkey with thighs? That's not right.
Oh, what do you mean? How do you do that?
Well, just give me an address and we'll send you another turkey because that should have come with thighs. Most of them are grown with them.
Oh, really? It's in the oven. And it's an hour less than the required cook time.
Yeah, that happens
a
lot.
And the meat thermometer is saying it's at 188.
188?
Yes.
Get out of there. It's going to blow. 188. There's no way you want a turkey that hot.
That's what I'm saying. That's... because I followed the time on the instructions.
What's your name?
So, why are you asking me my name?
I'm trying to calm you down. You seem like you're in a panic.
Said you were a turkey expert. When they answer the phone, you're described as a turkey expert.
Well, that's mostly marketing.
Okay.
I apologize. I apologize for the entire company. Butterball Turkey Talk Line. This is Steve. How can I help you?
Oh, I hope you can. This is really a question about stuffing.
Okay, do you call it stuffing or dressing?
I call it stuffing.
Okay, wrong answer. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello? Le ligne de ding-dong? Je m'appelle Etienne.
I speak English.
Delta 359er, this is Chicago O'Hare Tower. I need you to go to 2,700 feet and level off on approach. Please stay in the holding pattern. We will advise.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Delta 359er?
No, I'm calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Well, you've reached O'Hare Tower. We got, can you please put the pilot on?
What?
Can you please put the pilot of the plane on? And he took the pilot of the plane. You are on approach. You are on final approach to runway Delta 5. You have reached the... Ma'am, it is a federal offense to interrupt with avionics or aviation. Please put the pilot on right now. You are Delta 359er on approach to O'Hare. I got planes stacked up over O'Hare like cordwood right now. All right?
I don't know what they're talking about.
I'm
calling the turkey hotline, the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Can I have your name, please?
No.
You can't have your name. Okay, I'm going to have to hand this over to Homeland Security if you don't give me your name.
Well, you can
Delta 359er. Delta 359er, you are cleared to land.
I'm going to call the police, all right?
Well, I'm going to call the Army. I mean, if you want to get into it.
I'm going to call the police.
You're going to the police right now. You're the one who's calling O'Hare Tower to ask about cooking a turkey, and you're calling the police? Butterball Turkey Top Line, gobble, gobble.
Hi, I had a question. I bought a turkey yesterday at a Target superstore. It was in, like, the refrigerator kind of open cooler in the produce department.
Oh, like those things that look like coffins?
Yeah, but they're closed. They're open.
They're open, exactly. An open casket.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, so it wasn't frozen. So my question is, and it says sell up to like November 28th. Now, is it okay to just, I brought it home and just put it in my refrigerator. Can I keep it in the refrigerator for a week, or do I have to freeze it first? Or was it frozen first?
Oh, so it might still be frozen and you don't know it, because the inside can be frozen and you don't know it.
Oh, okay, well, maybe it could. I mean, it's heavy, but it's 20 pounds, so...
Yeah, well, when it thaws, it'll be just as heavy.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't get lighter. Don't put it outside. That's the one thing I'll tell you. A lot of people put their turkeys outside to thaw.
No, I want to ask you about this. I'm nervous about this turkey.
Don't be nervous. It's all going to be fine. You're talking to a turkey expert now.
Okay, well, it's squishy if I squeeze it, but it does feel like it's pretty heavy, probably on the inside. It's not like I can move the leg, I don't think.
You can't. Well, it's still in the packaging, right? Do you have a wooden spoon?
Yeah.
Can you hit it? Does it sound hard? Does it sound like a rock when you hit it with a spoon? Or does it sound like you're spanking a lover?
It's like you're spanking. You want to hear it?
I do, yeah. Put the phone up, too.
Okay, I'm just hitting it with my hand.
Okay, one more time. I didn't hear that. Yeah, that's thawed.
Oh.
That's thawed. It will last in the refrigerator the entire time. You're fine. It'll be fine.
And it even says on there to sell by 11/28, which is after Thanksgiving.
So it's after Thanksgiving. Sell by 11/28. Does it say what year?
2016.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
So, you can definitely sell it.
Sell it?
Yeah, you can definitely sell it. If it says you can sell by 11/28, you can legally sell that again.
No, I mean, if it was in the refrigerator part of the produce department, and they're sitting out there, so obviously they're just sitting out there as well as me, this sitting in my refrigerator, right?
It's exactly the same thing, which is why they sold it, and you can sell it now, too. Okay?
You're confusing me now.
You'll be fine as long as you don't take any of my advice. And have a fantastic time.
Okay, you have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
Stephen answers more calls from the Butterball Hotline after this.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Butterball Turkey Talk Line. This is Alan. Can I help you?
I have a question about stuffing.
Oh, okay. What's your question about stuffing?
Can I make it Wednesday morning and then take it to my daughters on Wednesday night and refrigerate it?
How far away does she live?
Between Niles and Park Ridge. So where are you located?
Where am I located? Right now, I'm in a federal max prison right now. They're using death row inmates to answer the phone calls right now.
Truly, did you do something awful?
Well, I mean, you don't get on death row for parking tickets.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but, you know.
I have another call coming in, but you say
that
it's
safe. I
have
a lot of calls coming in. I'm also very busy.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You'll know that it's done when the fire alarm goes off.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Turkey Talk Line. Only the plumpest, fattest thighs, whether you like it white or whether you like it dark, it's time to go down.
Hi, this is Phil. Can I help you?
Yes, I have a question, please. Each year, I follow the turkey starting on Sunday, and by Wednesday I take it out and we get the giblets out to cook.
Okay.
Now you put it back in the refrigerator until Thursday morning. Now I have a problem with like a freezer burn, slight freezer burn because of thawed, you know?
Okay, do you have a garage?
Yes.
Put it in the garage. Where are you right now? I'm checking on my weather map. Where are you calling me from?
Florida.
Oh, that's not a good idea. You don't want to put it in the garage.
Are you understanding my question, sir? I'm not quite sure if we're on our same page here.
The thing to keep in mind is
that,
you know, however you cook the bird and however you thaw the bird, remember, this is your journey, and no one can judge you.
All right.
Okay. You know how they say dance like nobody's watching?
There you go.
I want you to cook like nobody's going to eat. Turkey Talk Line, this is Bobby G. How can I help you? Gobble, gobble. All right, let's talk T-Day.
I have a couple questions.
Okay, I only have one answer is the problem, so you're going to have to prioritize.
I have always made a butterball whole turkey, but since this year, a lot of people just like the white meat, so I'm going to be making the butterball turkey breast. Okay.
So a lot of people just like the white meat. People aren't responding to the dark meat this year?
Right. Right.
Why this year is different than all other years?
Because it's different people. Okay.
Oh, different people are coming to dinner.
Right.
Okay.
So the question I have is two questions.
Yes.
I noticed that when I go to the store, the maximum I can find is 6 pounds. Is there bigger turkey breast than 6 pounds?
Oh, absolutely. What's the store you go to?
I usually go to Jewel. I have a lot.
Oh, yeah, we got a blackout on Jewel, and anything above 6 pounds, there's a contract dispute. It's not your problem, and you don't want to know what it's about. It's a family thing. But the owner of Jewel broke up with the daughter of Butterball, and there's a family fight going on, and I personally think it's ridiculous.
It is.
I'm with the Jewel guy. I don't understand why we're not sending them breasts that are bigger than 6 pounds. How much meat do you need?
Well, it's going to be 4 people, but I like to give them leftovers to take home.
Leftovers, so we can get you like a 22-pound breast.
Really? That's
yeah.
big?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
wow.
Have, we're selling them at CVS. Did you have a CVS in your neighborhood?
No, but I could probably find one.
So they keep the meat back there behind the pharmaceutical counter and just sit there and just say, I want an injection of hot white meat. And we'll go get you the turkey breast.
Is there any other place besides this one, sir?
Let me see. Do you have a problem with CVS? Is there not?
I don't know if I have one in the area. I'm just thinking as we talk.
Do you have a Food Lion or a Piggly Wiggly or a Harris Teeter or a Fairway or a Whole Foods?
We might have a Whole Foods.
Might have a Whole Foods. Yeah, they don't have it. I just want. Do you have a Pizza Hut?
Yes, I think
Pizza Hut is also going to be selling some of our Butterball turkeys this year.
Is there any other place besides
So Pizza Hut also doesn't work for you?
Well, I don't
What do
know.
You have, and I'll tell you what. Tell me what else. Tell
I
me
have,
what you have.
I have a Walmart Supercenter.
Walmart? Yeah, they have that. Oh, they have a Walmart. Yeah, I'm sorry. You should have said that. They have a Walmart.
But I don't know if they have the breast, okay?
Oh, of course not. No, we don't sell them the breast. They do have the thighs. They have dark meat. They have a lot of dark meat.
No, sir, I'm just looking for a frozen turkey breast. Okay?
I know, but why not some dark meat? Why not some dark meat?
They don't want it. I'm
asking. Get some new friends.
Get some new friends. Talk to somebody else. You're giving me a hard time, sir. Please.
You know, okay, look. Please accept my apology. Don't tell them it was me. Don't say my name. Do you know my name? Did I tell you my name?
No, you didn't.
My name is Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon.
Give me your manager. I want to talk to another representative.
Absolutely. Sorry. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody at Butterball. You're the best.
This has been the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.